Perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy
Bounce. Well, hello and beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Bounce. Say this is a great day the Lord hath made, and the Bible said we can and we will rejoice therein. If God said it, we must believe it. Well, we've been in camp meeting all this week, and I'm kind of tired, so what we're going to do today, we're just going to play you some songs, some of the songs that you request every Sunday, and we're just going to put the tape in and let it play, and I hope there's one on there that you enjoy.
Why, she's a big old ship, and she's sitting mighty low in the water. 'Cause she's been on her maiden voyage ever since the day the blood was shed at Calvary. She was purchased and bought. She's withered all the violent storms. Some passengers have jumped overboard and they all drowned. But you see, she's not just like other ships, the Titanic. She's the church. She ain't going down. She's going over. Sail on, O ship of Zion, brave waters in the cold dark night. Sail on, O ship of science, till you see her beacon light. Sail on, O ship of science, he's on board, you're not. Sail on till you hear the captain lands in sight. You've made it home. The ship was launched from outside of Jerusalem. Caught a brand new gush of wind when she breezed through the upper room. Rode out the storm with the jail cell song at midnight. What makes you think she's going to sing in this modern time? Sail on, O ship of Zion. He's on board. You're not alone. Sail on till you hear the captain lands in sight. You've made it home.
Why don't you let down your net down into the water? There's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you just let down your net, way down in the water, he's pouring out the latter rain. There are some of you diseased and afflicted, and sickness reigns within your mind. You've let the prophets of doubt and unbelief convince you that Jesus don't heal the sick and blind. Why don't you let down your net? Way down in the water, there's a blessing
waiting you cannot contain. If you just strain down your net, way down in the water, he's pouring out his light of rain. Well, your soul is thirsty, you're so battle weary, your body's weak and tired from pain. Well, it's time to get up, stand up on the Bible, he's pouring out his latter rain. Come on and let down your net, way down in the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you just let down your net, way down in the water, he's pouring out the latter rain. Your weapons are carnal, the blessed name of Jesus is your power. When he tries to bite your children, remember what old Paul did. Just shake old Satan off into the fire. Come on and let down your net, way down in the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you sit down your net, way down in the water, he's pouring out the light. Down into the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you just let down your neck, way down in the water, he's pouring out the light rain. Come on and let down your neck, down into the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you just let down your neck.
A little boy came into the kitchen one evening while his mom was fixing supper. He handed her a piece of paper that he had been working on. And after she wiped her hands on her apron, she takes the letter in her hand and she begins to read. And this is what it said. For mowing the lawn, Mom, $5. And for making up my own bed this week, Mama, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. And for playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. For taking out the trash the other day, Mama, $1. And for getting a good report on my report card, $5. For raking the yard, Mom, $2. He said the total is $14.75. Well, the mother stood there thinking while 1,000 memories began flashing in and out of her mind. So she picked up the pen, she turned over the letter, and this is what she wrote back to that little boy.
For the 9 months I carried you, growing inside of me, no charge. For the night I sat up with you, Doctor you prayed for you, no charge.
And for all the time and the tears and the cost down through the years, by my son there's no charge.
When you add it all up, the real cost of my love.
For all of this, there is no charge.
But the nights filled with dread and the worries ahead, no charge. For advice and the knowledge, the cost of your kindness, no charge.
And for all the toys, the food and the clothes, and the many times I've had to wipe your nose, There's no charge, my son. When you add it up, all up, the real cost of my love is no charge. Well, when the mother got through talking with the little boy, he looked up at her with great big tears in his eyes. He said, "Mama, I sure do love you." Then he reached out, he took the letter in his hand, and he wrote in great big words, "Paid in full."
Had it all up, the real cost of my love.
The real cost is no charge.
Tears will stop just this side of heaven. He said he'd wipe every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop just this side of heaven, and there'll be no more sorrow inside. Broken lives, broken hearts, filled with sorrow and pain. Tears of grief that a smile cannot hide. Don't despair, Jesus cares. There's a better life to come when we cross over Jordan's tide. Tears will stop just this side of heaven. He said he'd wipe every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop just this side of heaven, and there'll be no more sorrow inside. Peace and joy will be there. God has promised in His Word, in His presence we will ever revive. Sorrow's past, home at last, all of life is made new. In the moment, in the twinkling of the eye, tears will stop just this side of heaven. He said he'd wipe every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop just inside of heaven, and there'll be no more sorrow inside. I
walked through a courthouse, county square, and on an old park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your courthouse kind of looks run down," and he said, "Well, it'll do for our little town." And I said, "The flagpoles, well, it's kind of leaning a bit, and why, that old ragged flag that's hanging upon it." He said, "Have a seat." So I sat down. "Is this the first time you've visited our little town?" I said, "Well, yes, it is." "Well," he said, "I just don't like to brag, but we're awful proud of our little town, and especially that ragged old flag. You see, she got a hole in the flag when Washington took it across to Delaware. Then it got powder burns the night Francis Scott King sat watching and writing Osaka, you see. It got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenhammer and Jackson tugging at her seams. Why, she almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on anyhow. She was cut by a sword in Chancellorsville and cut bad again in Shiloh Hill. It was Robert E. Lee, Bogart and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard upon that old ragged flag. on Flanders Field in World War I. She got a big hole blowed in her by a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and she hung blue by the time that it was through. Why, she's been to Korea, Vietnam. She's went wherever she was sent by her Uncle Sam. Many Americans, brown, yellow, and white, all shed their blood for her stars and stripes. In her own good land, why, she's been abused. She's been burnt, dishonored, denied, and refused. And our government for which she stands has been scandalized throughout our land. Why, she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin. But oh, she's in awfully good shape for the shape she's in. You see, she's been through the fire. But I believe that she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning. We take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground. We fold her up just right. Oh, you know, on second thought, I would like to brag. Because you see, I'm mighty proud of our little town, and especially that ragged old flag.
When Jesus was going away, but as he rose through the clouds, he left them this message: I'll come back for you this same way. Tarry here a little while, my brother. Tarry while it's day. Tarry here, it won't be much longer till I come back to take you away. Now this road that I travel sometimes gets so rocky, it seems like I just go on, but the thought cheers my heart with, I stop to remember, very soon now we're all going home. Tarry here a little while, my brother, tarry here and wait. While it's day, tarry here, it won't be much longer till I come back to take you away. Now this road that I travel sometimes gets so rocky, it seems like I just go on, but the thought fills my heart with, I stop to remember, very soon now we're all going home. Tarry here a little while, my brother.
Wonderful day, we're leaving for glory. We're going where time and eternity meet. We may see a sign, city limits of heaven. Prepare for a chance to enter the gate.
The city is good.
There's nothing but happiness. The presence of Christ abounds everywhere. On top of the hill and down by the river. Someday I will join that heavenly choir. Of our cares and earthly possessions, the burdens of life and times we have cried, not even the house or the body we live in we'll have to change clothes. While on the outside, I'm ready to claim my wardrobe in heaven. It's tailored for me and just the right size. I'll dress like a queen and I'll walk with the angels. Good morning up there, and never goodbye.
The city is good.
There's nothing but happiness. The presence of Christ abounds everywhere. On top of the hill. Someday I will join that heavenly choir. This city is pure. There's nothing but happiness. The presence of Christ abounds everywhere. On top of the hill. Someday I will join that heavenly
of confusion. They've been oh so long. Your ship has lost anchor and the storm's got you drifting. But the night's almost over. So ride out your storm. Ride out your storm. God's right there with you. Though you may not feel Him, you're never alone. You're hurting now, but the morning is coming. Hold on to Jesus.
Hold on to Jesus.
Right. remember His promise. I'll never forsake you. Though the waters be raging, they'll do you no harm. Don't give up the battle, for your answer is coming. Hold on to Jesus.
Hold on to Jesus.
Ride out your storm. Ride out your storm. God's right there with you. Though you may not feel Him, you're never alone. You're hurting now, but the morning is coming. Just hold on to Jesus. Ride out your storm. Just hold on to Jesus. Ride out your storm.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast. I'm sorry that we've had to do it this way, but we just come out of camp meeting, and I'm kind of tired in my body, and, well, I'm tired physically, mentally, and spiritually. So you be praying for us. Pray for Martha, please. And I will be at Red Sulphur tonight preaching, and you and around that area, if you hear the broadcast, like to come out and be with us, we'd love to have you. Come and be with us. Let's pray. Father, we're so glad for the presence of God. We're thankful for the Spirit of God, the Spirit that awakens our spirit and tells us that we're lost without God. And Father, no man come to the Father except he be drawn by the Spirit. So we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Godhead. We pray that somehow or another that we will find ourselves always wanting and always needing Your presence. God, we thank you for the broadcast and what it's meant to us. And Lord, we pray that it'll mean something to somebody and they'll help us along the way. We need help. We need spiritual help. We need physical help. We need mental help. And we need financial help. So we pray that you will supply the need according to your riches and glory. Well, neighbor, I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast. Sit down and write to me. Let me know how you're doing. I want to thank all the people that came to the camp meeting. We had a great camp, had some good preaching, good singing, had about 40 young people there. And you know, when you get 40 young people interested in Christ, that's a miracle within itself. So we had a great time in the Lord, and I know that God was well pleased. I want to thank all my workers and everybody that just joined right in and helped me present that camp. I'm getting old, and I'm not that old, but I'm getting tired physically and taking care of Martha and all that. So you pray for Martha, and please pray for me. Pray for the broadcast. Help us financially if you can. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.